Proverbs 11:3 says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them." In our previous devotional, we discussed the fact that with the lowly is wisdom. And I believe this is inseparably connected to this thought of the upright. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. Have you ever been in a situation where you did the right thing, but then looking back on what you did, you realized that you didn't even have to think about it, you just did it? Have you ever done the right thing and then realized that you could have done the wrong thing and no one would have seen it? Except God, of course. The old saying is, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. I once was with a friend and we were walking out of a store, and my friend suddenly yelled at a driver who was pulling out of her parking spot, and he waved her down, and she stopped and rolled down her window to see why my friend was flailing about and yelling for her to stop. And he jogged over toward her car and bent down to pick something up, and it was a wad of money. He handed it to her, and she began thanking him and looked like she was almost ready to weep over his thoughtful act of kindness. She tried to give him a few bucks as a way of saying thanks, and he refused it graciously and told her to have a good day and jogged back toward me. I didn't know this fellow very well. We worked together for a few months, and then I changed jobs, and we lost touch. But at that moment, I knew that this guy was a man of integrity. You see, I had another friend a few years before that, and this was before I was saved, and we were in a similar situation. But in that case, we were coming out of a store, and he grabbed my arm to stop me, and he said, "Wait a minute." And then I saw him walk into the parking lot, and as a car drove off, he picked up a wallet. He took it into the store and set it on the customer service desk without saying a word, and then jogged back out to me, and we left. As we did, I said, "Well, aren't we the Boy Scouts?" He looked at me and grinned and said, "Well, I'm sure he would have insisted I take a reward for my good deed," and he showed me a $20 bill. I supposed that he had taken that from the wallet, but I didn't ask any questions, and we drove off. Now, those two incidents demonstrate the difference between the upright and the downright wrong. That would be the simple difference between right and wrong, the difference between Jesus and Judas. Jesus was integrity manifest in the flesh. Judas? Well, you may recall that when Mary Magdalene poured spikenard on Jesus' feet, Judas pretended to be concerned that it was a waste because, as he said, they could have sold the ointment on eBay and made 100 pence. But then we're told in John 12:6, he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. In other words, Judas was the treasurer of the apostolic ministry, and he was skimming off the top, just like the fellow taking a 20 out of the man's wallet. They believed they were getting away with something. They lacked integrity. And they both had terrible ends. Now, it is true that you will see a measure of integrity even among the unsaved. But I will guarantee you that if they explain their reasoning, it is based upon a sense of the divine presence and the reality of Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You will even hear some describe this reality, but in false terminology, using terms like karma, or what comes around goes around, or even just pay it forward. But I believe that a case can be made that it is godly, biblical influence that made the difference in those people. Meanwhile, those of us who do know the Lord and understand the source of any good that is found in us, we'll say with the psalmist in Psalm 41:12, "And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever." Who deserves the credit for integrity?